So this is your feature directorial debut, is that right? Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. This is the first feature film that I've directed.
Yeah, and you've done other things, so you've but you're a writer director and you've had other experiences. Can you talk about that first?
Yes, so I've been making short films ever just out of high school, and ever since 2010, I've been making short films all the way through uni on the side where I could. And in 2019, directed my first on-stage production, Lobby Hero, by Kenneth Lonergan, which was my first major collaboration with Monique Fisher, who is our wonderful producer on Slant. I've also worked in television, worked on Netflix, ABC co-production Glitch, and more recently-ish Wentworth. In the writers department as a script coordinator. So yeah, a diversity of roles that's led me ultimately here.
So it must be really quite fantastic to have the freedom of a feature film to play with.
Absolutely. You know, this has always been the dream ever since I was 7 and wanted to make films. Every step was made to have the freedom to make a feature, you know, just how I wanted it. Inspired by all the films that made me fall in love with film. So yeah, it's been a tremendous privilege to be able to make a film like Slant.
And so, how did you fall onto the script by Michael Nicu? Because it's a wild and woolly adventure, really, Slant.
Yeah, it is a wild and brilliant adventure, and Michael is a wild and brilliant person. Michael and I have been very good friends since high school. We did drama together. You know, we were both, you know, acting in our year 12 ensembles together. And as I was pursuing my path in directing films, Michael was pursuing his path in acting. And we did collaborate, you know, a little bit here and there. And you know, I would help work on his show reels and stuff like that. And as a result, you know, when he started to write, I took a keen interest in that because, you know, I could tell that he had a real spark in him, and he really wanted to express himself in that way beyond just his acting. So I was quite close with him even when just the kernels of the idea of Slant came about. So I had the privilege to see the script grow and grow and grow. So by the time it was, you know, a feature script, it started off as a short film script. By the time it was longer, I already knew quite intimately, you know, what he was trying to say with it. And so it was a fairly much a no-brainer when he asked me to direct it. I wasn't, you know, completely surprised.
Yeah, well, we should let listeners realize that it recently won the best film in Monster Fest, and on another in another sense, giving people an idea of the tone of the film, it reminded me a little bit of elements of the modern Finey Fisher. Because it's a whodunit, but a thriller at the same time, as well as a bloodbath.
Yeah. So, you know, we were very much inspired by, you know, whodunits and thrillers, you know, from Scream to, you know, Aussie classics like Proof, which is not necessarily a whodunit, but it has kind of psychological thriller elements. And yeah, Franny Fisher's is obviously, you know, a very fun one, you know, riffing off, you know, the classics like, you know, Gosford Park and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, we always found that audiences, ourselves included, you know, can't resist a multi-layered mystery, you know, where you look at the canvas of characters, because this is a real ensemble film, and you think, oh man, any one of these people could have done it, you know?
One of the strengths, and this goes to the talents of both the writer, the actor, and the director in all of you, is the plot twists and the comic character development. The characters are, you give them a lot of room, and there's some rather tasty elements in their comic performance.
Yeah. Well, some of my background in directing has actually, funnily enough, been doing clown work. So I've been working with this great clown acting mentor, Fabio Motta, which is not maybe typically how you would imagine clowning, but it's very much about kind of unlocking, you know, your inner child, your inner innocence, and really being able to play. So on the writing side, you know, Michael always wanted to do a really strong ensemble script where actors really got to sink their teeth into, you know, a proper arc. So we wanted to make sure that all of our characters, even if they were a bit silly, had a lot of humanity to show. But then when it came to being on set, my style in terms of directing was to really give the actors as many opportunities to just loosen up and try something really wild and come at it from an innocent desire just to play, even just to fail. And I think that energy on set allowed some of the more heightened comedy to really play, because I think the actors were comfortable enough to take real risks in the comedy especially.
Yeah, and it's got an element of that film Knives Out, I'll have to say, which actually did really well, because as an ensemble cast, you've got some great actors, haven't you? Some royalty, Australian royalty.
We do. We have Australian royalty Sigrid Thornton, an icon in her own right. We have the wonderful Elle Mandalas as Kay Coppolis. We have Pia Miranda from Surgery for Alibrandi. And we have some recent up-and-comers as well. We've got Shannon Berry from The Wilds and Kate Lister as well. So we were blessed. Oh, and Ra Chapman as well. Ra Chapman, I can't forget, of Wentworth, and now has her own show. And has also had amazing success in the theatre scene in Malthouse with her own show, K-Pop. So, yeah, as I was saying, we were blessed to have such a great cast with such diverse talents as well. Each of them brought something uniquely theirs to the film. So, you know, I couldn't be happier with our cast and just allowing them to do what they do best.
Yeah, I thought so too. And you recently done some screenings, you know, pre-screenings really, to get a feel of people's reactions. So can you tell me how that went?
Yeah, it's always a scary thing, you know, having sat with a film for so long and lovingly crafting it and then, you know, putting it out there and seeing what audiences feel, because then, you know, it becomes theirs. It's no longer yours, it's the audience's. And the reactions were fantastic. People really, I think Australians in particular, really understood the Australiana camp comedy aspect of it. And there's a lot of 90s nostalgia in there as well. And I think people really responded to that combination. Some people, for them, it reminded them of the good old days of Ozploitation cinema, which was definitely a reference point for us. Slant is a little bit of a resurgence of that period in the 80s going into the 90s as well. And so we were thrilled because, you know, we wanted to make something that wasn't completely safe. It definitely does touch on other successful films with precedents like Knives Out, but we wanted to make something, you know, uniquely wild and Australian in a way that only Australia can do it. And we're so glad that that risk seemed to pay off and that people have really embraced that, Australian audiences in particular.
Yeah, it's lighthearted, but then it's got a vile twist at the end. I'll have to say.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, we're not afraid to be a little dark. We don't sugarcoat it. Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. It must have been quite good fun doing that last piece. Have you shown it overseas at all?
We have showed it internally overseas. It's actually about to be screened in London for the London Australia Film Society. We've actually had one screening just the other week, and there'll be another one this coming week. The Brits have loved it too. It's interesting. It has it's translated well enough to America, but I think the Brits and the Aussies really, you know, key into that blend, as you say, of lighthearted comedy and darkness. It's a taste that is particularly acquired to those countries, I think, in a way.
Yeah. And of course, there's a Q&A at Nova on the 5th of, so people should run along to that. And you're doing a major city theatrical opening on August the 12th. The only city it's not at is Darwin, I can see.
Yes, that's true. So, yeah, we have our Nova screening on the 5th, which is a Q&A. It'll be our last Q&A in Melbourne. So if you want to come say hi, I'll be there, as will lead Michael Niku and Sigrid Thornton. And then, yes, we have a more general release available in Australia nationwide October 12th.
Yeah, and in Melbourne it's showing at the Lido.
That's correct. Yeah, Lido and Hawthorne.
Yeah. Thanks very much for talking to me, James, and good luck.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.